Okay, so for today's halacha that has to do with Hilchos Shabbos, I'm going to discuss a very fascinating discussion that applies when a person goes to a hotel for Shabbos, and that is how a person fulfills the mitzvah of lighting Neiros Shabbos when he's at the hotel. Where do you do it? How do you do it? How do you go about fulfilling the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neiros Shabbos when you're at a hotel for Shabbos? So, the first option, ostensibly, would be to light Neiros in the room where other people are lighting. So you have, let's say, a table, and the table is set up for everyone to light at. And the question is, does that in and of itself pose a problem as it relates to Hilchos Hadlokas Neiros Shabbos? So the first thing that has to be addressed is a very important machlekes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah regarding Hadlokas Neiros Shabbos when multiple people are lighting simultaneously in the same room or in the same spot. So the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Reish Samach Gimel Sifches says that there are Paiskim that are machmer and say that if the entire purpose of lighting Neiros Shabbos is to provide illumination for Shabbos, either because it's covered for Shabbos when you light up the home or because it gives you enjoyment on Shabbos, so it's like the mitzvah of Einik Shabbos that's being fulfilled, or because it just enhances a person's shalom bayis when there's more light and illumination in the vicinity. But be that as it may, the mitzvah is to provide or to provide light for the room. And therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, if you already have light previously because other people have been lighting in the room, so your additional light doesn't provide enough enjoyment and enough satisfaction and enough illumination of the room, and therefore perhaps it's not valid for the mitzvah and you can't make a bracha on such neiros. However, for Ashkenazim, this in and of itself shouldn't be a real problem, because the Ramah says that the minig is to be mekel. The Ramah says that we Ashkenazim are noyeg to allow a person to light Neiros Shabbos, even if other Neiros have already been lit in the vicinity. Why? Because at the end of the day, you're providing toisefes or, you're adding additional enjoyment, you're adding additional light and illumination, and even for toisefes or, we allow a bracha for. So you're allowed to make a bracha even if all you're doing is adding additional light. So that, but that's already potentially, conceivably, a problem, that if you're lighting with a bunch of people, it's not the ideal way of being mekayim the mitzvah, because it's a whole machlokes rishonim as to whether or not you could even make a bracha on toisefes or. At the end of the day, the Ramah does say that the minhag Ashkenazim is to be mekel, but it's something to keep in mind when pondering this issue. The question really is that if they're lighting in a, let's say, hotel, and you're lighting with a bunch of people together at a table, the question is, where is that table? So even if we allow toisefes or, and we allow a person to light even though other neighbors are already lit in that area, but if it's not close to the tables and it's not really enhancing the suda in any ways, and especially if it's in a totally different room, which is sometimes the case, then it's certainly a real problem in terms of being mekayem the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neiros Shabbos, because it has to enhance the meal. It has to somehow, even if it's not going to enhance the ale, but it has to be enjoyed and used on Shabbos. And if you're not using the light on Shabbos, you're not reading by the light, you're not eating by the light, it's going to be certainly a problem in terms of being mekayem the mitzvah. That's number one. So if you're going to light in the ballroom with other people, it should be close to the table so that it could provide some type of illumination during the meal. Now, if that's not a problem, the question is, what about lighting in the room? Well, many times it's just not practical and it's not a viable option for a person to light in his room where he's sleeping when he's at a hotel, just because it's not allowed. It's a fire hazard. They won't allow neiros to be lit in the room. And it's something that also just might not be able to give you benefit, just because you're not going to be there in the room while it's lit during the duration of Shabbos. You'll be downstairs enjoying the meal. So the question is, what do you do? So if a person has a fire hazard issue and he can't light actual neiros in the room, what conceivably a person could suggest is, I'll bring, let's say, electric lights. I'll bring a light bulb. I'll bring some type of flashlight that has incandescent bulbs, because if you have fluorescent lights and fluorescent bulbs, it might not be adequate for the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neiros Shabbos. But incandescent bulbs are actual ish, according to many opinions. And maybe that will be a viable option. I'll take two flashlights for two neiris. I'll light it in my hotel room. And I'll make sure to enjoy the light at some point on Shabbos. I'll make sure to come back after the meal and enjoy reading by this light. So that is a viable option, according to many paiskim, that you could be mekayim the mitzvah hadlakas neiris Shabbos with incandescent bulbs or incandescent lights or flashlights. As long as it's electric lights and it's incandescent, l'chayra, ostensibly it should be a viable solution in terms of fulfilling the mitzvah hadlakas neiris Shabbos. At the end of the day, this also is not totally ideal, just because not everyone agrees that you could make a bracha on hadlakas neiris Shabbos if it's electric lights that you're lighting. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zichat Tzadik Livracha, was machmer. And even though many paiskim, in fact, most paiskim were makel about it, but at the end of the day, we would want to be cheshish and fulfill the mitzvah even according to Rav Moshe and make the bracha according to all opinions. So what I would suggest is as follows, and I think this is the minhag of some people who try to fulfill the halacha according to all opinions and accommodate even the shita of Rav Moshe, if possible. So what you would do is as follows. You try to get both options. Number one, you have incandescent lights lit in the room. So either it's a flashlight or it's a bulb, whatever it is, it's incandescent, two lights that you're lighting in the room. But right after you light, without any interruption, you go downstairs, and from that, you immediately light together with the other people lighting in the hotel. So even if it's not totally next to the table that you'll enjoy in terms of your Suda Shabbos, it's maybe on the side, or it's not so close to the table that you're eating at. Nevertheless, since at the end of the day you lit electric lights in the room and it's incandescent, and then you immediately went down and you got the neiros that's hopefully going to provide some tesefes or an additional enjoyment for Shabbos, so then I think it's satisfactory, and a person could be soimich and rely on the opinions that we quoted above, that this is sufficient for the mitzvah of hadlakas neiros Shabbos.